Good morning, good Erev Shabbos. Learning should be l'schus to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. Hostages should be returned safely. And the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil.
Amen.
So continuing along the subject matter of inedible chametz for animals, so two very interesting pointers. So the category that we mentioned yesterday, that Rav Moshe Feinstein so eloquently introduces, and this really became the kind of the standard for kashrus agencies in relation to various cosmetics and toiletries that contain alcohol-based chametz that became denatured but can easily be reconstituted and therefore is prohibited to own. And as Larry pointed out yesterday, obviously if you sell it, that would be okay. Where it does get more complicated is if one has to use it on Pesach, but in terms of just having it in your house, even if it has this constitution, if it's sold, then it's fine. The analogy that the Pesachim bring is, for example, a person that has a bagel, and they cover the bagel with poisonous substance that a dog can't reach. So that bagel would be problematic on Pesach, because you can easily, so the dog wouldn't eat the bagel, but if you can easily cut away that surrounding poisonous surrounding, that would make it poisonous again. Another interesting, that would make it chametz again. Thank you. Spiritual poison.
Doesn't the poison seep into the bagel, making the whole thing non-edible?
Depends on the nature of that. How long is there? You know, not always. The Pesachim point out that these denatured cosmetics are mostly found in items, fluids and substances that have some level of viscosity or density of texture. In items that are powders and are extremely liquidy, they're less found. But again, the kashrut agencies have lists for all these items, and you don't have to become a scientist to ascertain it. But this is what they're looking into. Is it just have oats and wheats in the shampoos, which is, you know, somewhat common, that over there one can argue that it's, you know, can't be reconstituted. And again, today certain toothpastes are a question. Or is it something that has this denatured alcohol? And that would be the big difference. If it's the oats that are in the shampoos that are mixed in for whatever reason, then that would be, you know, not a problem because you can't reconstitute that. Whereas the alcohols that could be reconstituted would be much more of a problem. Have a great Shabbos.